When it comes to weight management, we tend to focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. That's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Thursday, June 24th edition. We've got an eight-game slate for you, main slate for you, coming at you. It's a two-game early slate. You can come into the Slack chat if you have questions there. I usually don't play two-game slates, so I'm out for you there. But we have an eight-game main slate. We're going to break it all down for you. Pitching's horrible. Just going to throw it out there now. There's bats for days, chalk pitching. Going to be so much fun. If you have questions, I'm on Twitter at BDIntricker. Again, join the Fantasy DJ in Slack chat. I woke up Wednesday morning, saw a takedown and a couple other top 10s in some tournaments. We had a good morning slate. The evening slate was hit and miss because the A's let us down, but some other things went well. So you're going to have some cashing going on there still. But the last few slates, we've had some guys getting really close, if not taking down contests. So it's been a lot of fun in that chat room. So come join us there. Just hit me up and I'll get you in. Also, once again, if you like season-long fantasy baseball, the Bench with Bubba podcast has you covered twice a week. I had Bubba and the Bat Flip episode 88, Bubba Bench with Bubba episode 380 on Tuesday. I'll have episode 381 with my buddy, brain farts late night on a Wednesday. Buddy Lucas J. Beery is going to be joining me on Thursday to talk some fantasy baseball. That'd be a lot of fun. Also, if you like PGA DFS, by the time you listen to this, the Travelers will tee off, but always the always pressing PGA DFS podcast will be there to get things going for you. So check all that good stuff out, but let's get at it. Eight game slate. We don't have all the totals yet on this slate, but we have a few. Houston at the Tigers, 9.5. Nationals, Marlins, 8. Indians, Twins, 9. Pirates, Cardinals, 9. Cubs, Dodgers, 8. So we're missing three totals on this slate. Pitchers on this slate. Walker Buehler's $11,500. Probably worth every single penny, because right now you just want raw points on a small slate like this with bad pitching. Walker Buehler, 20 or more points in four straight starts, 20 or more points in eight of his last nine starts. He has 19 or more in nine of his last 10. He's been outstanding. Two earned runs or less in all but he's basically six of his last seven starts. He's been lights out good. Strikeouts have been 11 Ks in his last outing, going up against the Chicago Cubs team that is struggling overall in the last month, striking out 29% of the time versus right-handed pitching, hitting 193. They do have a 209 ISO. So when they do put the ball in play, it's with some authority. But a 193 batting average, 29% strikeout rate, 84 WRC plus. Buehler at 11-5 should be chalky and should be very much in play. He's going to be the best pitcher on the slate, barring some weird baseball thing happening. Jose Barrios is 10-4 on this slate. He's also a really strong play against Cleveland. Brings a pretty good floor into play, like 15 points his last time is not ideal, but on this slate could be good. But 20 or more points in four of his last six outings. Been very, very effective, and he gets a Cleveland Indians team striking out 20.5% of the time versus right-handed pitching with a 154 ISO, 97 WRC+. 255 average against. They're hitting better of late, but they're still the Cleveland Indians. So Barrios is in play. I'd rather find the $1,100 and get to Walker Buehler if I can. I'm not paying $9,600 for Joe Ross. He's an intriguing play on FanDuel, where I believe he's $7,600. I'll give you that much. Not paying $9,600 on DK. Nick Pivetta at 95. If you're making a lot of lineups, sure. But the next best pitcher I like to pair up with Walker Buehler tonight is Luis Garcia of the Houston Astros. Garcia's been outstanding this year. Since he's been starting in five of his last six starts, 20 or more DK points. He's getting the strikeouts, six or more in five of his last six starts, one earned run or less in four of his last five starts. He's been absolutely outstanding. Now he gets the Detroit Tigers team striking out over 25% of the time versus right-handed pitching, hitting 239 with a 102 WRC plus over the last month. So Luis Garcia is high up on my list to pair with Walker Buehler this evening. After that, though, it turns into what gamble do we want to take? Like, you have Cody Petit at home, pitcher-friendly Miami. His last three starts have not been ideal, but prior to that, he threw a couple gems against the Mets, at Philadelphia, at Arizona. His last three starts have all been on the road, so we'll see what happens. But his only home start, he threw 7 shutout against the Mets with 4 Ks. Not a massive strikeout guy. That's a big bugaboo for him. But he does go deep into games. It is a Washington Nationals team that just went crazy in Philadelphia, so they're going to be probably popular. But they are striking out 25% of the time over the last month. First right-handed pitching with an 85 WRC plus, hitting 229. So Poteet at $7,100 is an intriguing tournament play as an SP2. This is where we're at on this slate. You're going to have to take some gambles on some SP2s, and Cody Poteet is one of them. Chad Kuhl, $6,900 at the St. Louis Cardinals. Kuhl coming off a gym. 6 innings, 1 earned, 4 Ks against Cleveland. Got blown up by Milwaukee. Pitched okay against Miami. It's a roller coaster ride with Chad Kuhl. So it's not like a lock play, but none of these are down below. The thing is, it is St. Louis, and they've been struggling a ton. Striking out 23.5% of the time versus right-handed pitching over the last month. 216 average, 141 ISO, and an 80 WRC plus. So you can go to Chad Kuhl if you want. I'd rather have Poteet over Chad Kuhl, but that's where we sit on this. Dean Kramer is $6,500 at the Toronto Blue Jays. Kramer faced Toronto's last time out. 6 innings, 3 hits, 2 earned, 6 Ks. He has 5 or more Ks in 2 of his last 3 starts. He's gotten blown up many times this year. So if you want to gamble with Kramer, you can. Again, I'll take Poteet over Kramer. That's it, folks. That's your pitching. It is bad on this slate. So Buehler with a bullet is the best play on this slate. I want to pair him up with Luis Garcia. He's my number 2 on this slate. Jose Berrios is very much in play against Cleveland at 10-4. And then Cody Poteet is probably my favorite punt at 71. You can make arguments for Chad Kuhl. You can gamble on Dean Kramer. You can gamble on Zach Davies if you want. It's a very bad slate where you're going to have to just, if you're making a lot of lineups, you're going to have to pull the trigger. If you're making one lineup, give me Walker Buehler and Luis Garcia. I will eat the chalk of pitching. I want to get those guaranteed points, and I will be different with the bats. With that many bad pitchers, there's going to be so many bats in play. There's going to be some very chalky spots. We're going to talk about those. So many bats in plays, you can be different elsewhere if you choose to do that. Speaking of the bats, let's talk about him. Catcher's position on this slate. You got Wilson Contreras coming off a big game with his Walker Buehler pass. You have Mike Zunino. He had a monster game on Wednesday, all Tampa Bay did. So if you want to be contrarian versus Nick Pivetta, go for it. $4,200. Look for him to hang him and bang him. See how that one goes for you. Going cheaper, though, on this slate, Tucker Barnhart versus Josh Tomlin at $3,600. Like that quite a bit. The game in Great American Small Park between Atlanta and Cincinnati. Very fun spot to stack up. So you got Barnhart, you got William Contreras at 35. Two nice, cheaper catching options in that one. We will be attacking Carlos Martinez as usual, and Pittsburgh will be one of your cheaper stacks to really save some cash. So Jason Stallings at $3,300 is a good one for you. Ryan Jeffers at 3K versus Mejia is a very nice value for the Minnesota Twins. They're kind of got some nice cheap options as well. And then you got Martin Maldonado at 26 for Houston. Reese McGuire's 21 for Toronto. So you can get some cheap catchers to save some money to pay up for the bats on this slate. Now it gets different. First base, you got Freddie Freeman in that Great American Small Park matchup. Freeman at 4-for-4 with a walk on Wednesday. I will keep saying, Freddie Freeman's going to be fine, folks. The hits are coming. So enjoy it while you can. He's up to 6K now. He's getting more expensive. It's a great spot if you can afford him. Jonathan Scope is first base, second base eligible. He's 51. He had a monster game on Wednesday to continue his monster run he's on. So Scope at 51, very, very much in play. You could go Gurriel if you're stacking up Houston. No qualms about that. Joey Votto, is he back? We'll serve a long game. Yes, Joey Votto's back. That's a good value, $4,600 for the Cincinnati Reds versus the Atlanta Braves with Josh Tomlin in that one. Love some Reds in this one. Love some Reds value. So Joey Votto's there. If you want to fade Jose Berrios, Bobby Bradley's $4,500. Kind of the home runner bust type play there. A cheap Minnesota Twin. I told you there's some cheapies out there. You got Miguel Sano, double-digit points in back-to-back games. He had that big walk-off homer a couple games ago in Cincinnati. He's $4,300 against Mejia. Some other cheap options. You know, I got Tyler Stevenson of Cincinnati's 4K. But Josh Bell is only $3,900 versus Poteet. If you're not using Poteet, that's a good angle to go at as well. And then Alex Kirilloff is $3,500. He's first base outfield eligible going up against Mejia. Kirilloff, I was hoping for so much more. He's still hitting .306 over his last 10 games. Can't complain about that. He's got double-digit points in his last 2. He's got 9 or more in 3 of his last 5. He's hit safely in 6 of his last 7. So maybe he's going to start getting it going again. We just need the power to show up now. He's $3,500. That's a good value as well. So you got some of that going over for you. Bobby Dalback, 31. Rowdy Tellez is 26 if he crafts the Toronto lineup. They're getting healthier, though, so it's going to start getting harder and harder for Rowdy or Grichik to be in that lineup every day. But there is value at first base. I like a lot of the pay-up spots with Scope and Freeman and company. but there is some very nice value if you so choose at the position. Second base now, you got Altuve, who went deep again on Wednesday. He's a phenomenal play at 5,800. Max Muncy's back. You got Marcus Semien, who's a great player, stacking Toronto. But Jonathan India, he is just flourishing in that leadoff spot for Cincinnati. He's 5,200. He's one of the more expensive Reds on this slate. Mentioned Jonathan Scope already at 51. You got Ozzie Albies sitting in the middle of Atlanta order at 49. So that's a decent value on this one. Jorge Polanco is only 44. Again, another cheap twin if you're stacking up the twins. But Brandon Lau at 42, I use him as a one-off in a few spots on Wednesday. He put up almost 30 DK points as he went deep. We love him versus right-handed pitching. Pavetta has been known to have reverse splits from time to time, so that could derail some of this thought process. But Brandon Lau loves facing right-handed pitching. One of my favorite stacks, especially value-wise on this slate, is the Pittsburgh Pirates against Carlos Martinez. I mentioned Stallings at catcher. You get Adam Frazier at 4K. He's leading all of baseball in hits. So look for Frazier. I forgot to mention at first base, but you got Colin Moran and cleanup at 2,500 if you want to go there. But Adam Frazier at 4K is a very, very nice value. And his matchup, Jazz Chisholm at 39 versus Ross. So again, you don't have to pay up at every position. We got some value here with Frazier, with Chisholm. Again, you can go deeper if you want to go like Rebel Garcia. If he gets to start for Houston, he's 3,100 if he gets to start. So there's definitely some guys like Willie Castro of Detroit's 2,600. See what the lineup looks like, but definitely some cheaper options if you're not paying for Jose Altuve. Third base, you got Arenado went deep on Wednesday, so maybe he's starting to get going. You got Jose Ramirez at 56 if you're fading Barrios, but Rafael Devers at 51 if you're fading Walker, which you should. That's a good look for you. Brian Hayes is just hitting everything right now. His hit streak's like 14 or 15 games now. He's just crushing it right now. 17 points for you in his last game. He's $4,500. So go look at Cabrian Hayes against Carlos Martinez. The other value I like, though, is in Great American Small Park. Eugenio Suarez is $4,400, hitting .255 over his last 10 games with a couple home runs. He's really getting it going after such a slow start, even with batting average-wise. So you got Eugenio at $4,400, bringing some nice value to you. Gavin Biggio at 43, and then Austin Riley at 41. He had a couple doubles on Wednesday night. He's hitting about fifth or sixth in that lineup. Again, that Great American Small Park game. I want to take advantage of that ballpark as much as possible. It's two bad pitchers. You got a lot of bullpen in play. The Reds' bullpen's atrocious. Atlanta's isn't great. So Austin Riley's at 41. You can definitely pick on there. Wander Franco is now third base shortstop eligible for Tampa Bay. He's up to $3,800. Now it becomes a decision. He hit second in his opener. He hit third on Wednesday, went 0-for on Wednesday. Still a good play. He's really, if you're stacking Tampa Bay, he's great. He's just not a must play anymore at $3,800, which is great to see. Thank you. It only took you 2 days. I'm proud of you. It's quicker than normal, DraftKings. Quicker than normal. A few others, if you need him, Abraham Toro's $3,100. He went deep again on Wednesday, playing every day. So you could target him for sure in his matchup. All right, shortstop position. You know, Bichette's 6K, Trey Turner's 59. They're phenomenal. Chris Taylor's 56. He's playing great for the Dodgers. If you're stacking the Dodgers, definitely put some Chris Taylor in there. I like that quite a bit. But if you want to save some cash, like Carlos Correa's 51, Houston's in a great spot again. It's simple stuff. Pretty much every night, just play Houston if you can. Jorge Polanco again, 44. Joey Wendell's 42 if you're stacking Tampa Bay. But Chisholm at 39 is nice and cheap. Wander Franco at 38. I like both of those. Dansby Swanson, if you want a cheaper Atlanta player, is 3,600, hitting sixth, right behind Austin Riley, usually in that Braves lineup. So that's another nice piece of that pie. But for the most part, you're paying up at the position unless some interesting lineups come out for you on Thursday. Outfield, you'll be loaded. Acuna's day today. Hopefully, he's back in the lineup at 62 because he'd be a phenomenal play. But Jesse Winker in Great American Small Park versus Josh Tomlin at $5,800. I could definitely see Winker hitting at least one, if not two, home runs on Thursday. It's a great, great spot. I love Austin Meadows again versus a righty at 55. He went deep on Wednesday. Another great spot for him. Jordan Alvarez is crushing everything and another monster home run and day on Wednesday. He's 54 versus Urania. That's a great spot. Lots of great spots. It's an offensive bonanza for you on Thursday. You got Tommy Edmonds, Nick Castellanos, all in great spots here around the $5,000 mark. Going cheaper, though, I always like Starling Marte. He could be in play. Tyler Naquin's a nice cheaper red, left-handed bat versus Tomlin at 44. I could see going there. Cody Bellinger's back. He's $4,300. It's a nice cheapie on Bellinger versus Davies as he gets reacclimated from the IL. Michael Brantley, only $4,200, still way, way, way too cheap. Got Alex Verdugo at 4K. I love that Brantley price. Still stupid cheap. Kyle Schwarber's only $3,900. he's crushing everything. Kyle Tucker's back, had a nice game on Wednesday. He's $3,900 versus Urania, so get him back in your lineups. George Springer's back. Abraham Almonte's hitting cleanup for Atlanta. He's only $3,700 in Great American Small Parks. You got that going for you as well. So lots of value, and you're going to want to find a lot of it where you can to pay up for those big-time pitchers. Grossman should be back in the Detroit lineup if you need to go there. But Alex Kirilloff, like I mentioned, is $3,500, so that's pretty nice. Max Kepler's back. He's only $3,400. Dylan Carlson's only $3,300. I like the Twins guys over Carlson, but both okay. Chaz McCormick's $3,300 if you want a cheaper Houston bat. One of the best values on the slate. Like I've already, people already know how much I love Pittsburgh. Adam Frazier's only $4,000. Moran's $2,500. Brian Reynolds hitting third at $3,200 is ridiculously cheap. Like he should be in cash game lineups and probably in most stacks. He's even GPP one off viable. Akil Badu at 31 is a great value, especially if he's hitting towards the top of that Detroit order. So keep him in mind. Gregory Polanco at $2,700. If you're stacking Pittsburgh, do not forget Polanco. Great numbers off Carlos Martinez, and he's got that sneaky tournament power. Trevor Larnach is a great value at $2,700, hitting in the middle of that Twins lineup, going up against Mejia. So this is where you're finding some of that really, really nice power value. Miles Straw's down here. One of my favorite values, if you're not using Joe Ross, which you shouldn't be, Jesus Sanchez for the Marlins is $2,400. He's like a boomer bust home run type guy. He's got a couple home runs on a season. $2,400 is nice and cheap for Jesus. So I mentioned three or four really solid guys under $3,000. Daz Cameron is $2,200 if you're not using Garcia, which you should use a lot of. But if you're not, Daz is $2,200. He had the combo meal, home run, and a stolen base on Wednesday. He's starting to get comfortable at the big league level. And then if Newt Barr makes the St. Louis lineup, he's played pretty well in his first two games. He's getting called up for St. Louis. He's $2,000. He's another nice cheapie. So lots of value, especially in the outfield on this slate. Recapping your pitching on this bad boy. Got Buehler at 11.5 with the bullet. Just go there with him. You can go to Barrios if you want, but Luis Garcia is my number two at $8,700. Other than that, Cody Petit's my favorite punt. You can look at Zach Davies. You can look at Chad Cooley. You can look at Dean Kramer. But mainly it's like Buehler, Garcia, Petit, Barrios. That's kind of where I'm hanging out. Pavetta could be interesting too if you want strikeout upside. You're looking for like a nice floor, and then if they hit the ceiling, that's great. With such bad pitching, just give me the floor. I'll make it up with the bats. That's where you're looking to go. And if you want to make it up with bats, like literally, Baltimore and Toronto are both in play. Atlanta and Cincinnati is both in play. I want that. I want a lot of that Atlanta Cincinnati game, especially the Cincinnati side. But I think both are very, very live on that one. The Houston stack obviously in play. You can't go wrong there. Minnesota is a nice value play. Love Pittsburgh's my favorite value stack. And my main goal right now is to potentially get like a Pittsburgh Great American Small Park stack and a Pittsburgh Houston stack. That's where I'm going there with my big dog pitchers. But you can get value all over the place. We talked about a ton of them with Baltimore, Toronto, Washington, Miami. There's value to be had everywhere, but I'm focusing on Pittsburgh, Houston, and Great American Small Park. That's where my focus is right now as we record this podcast. We'll see how things keep going. We see more lineups. That's where I'm at now, matched up with Buehler and Luis Garcia. That'll do it for another edition of Quick Hits. Follow me on Twitter at BDintric. If you have any questions, hit me up there or join us in the free Fantasy DGen Slack chat. Lastly, actually, we have one more thing. For all you DFS guys that also like prop bets, we've got this thing called Prize Picks. It's an absolutely awesome format. Just signed up over there. We've got a guy's affiliation program going on. If you use promo code Bubba, you get up to $100 first deposit match over there. It's a great format. You have to pick at least two, if not more, prop bet situations. Put your whatever wager you want down. You get some good perks to it. I highly recommend it. It's a blast. I give my picks out in the Slack chat. I'll kind of go over picks as we get more comfortable with the format here on the podcast and get going there. It's just I record the night before. Most of the prize pick player picks for the next day don't come out till later in the day, the day of. So I can't really go over the night before, but we're going to work on getting some more of that content out for you. But use promo code Bubba, B-U-B-B-A, to get in there with that up to $100 first deposit match. So sign up with the promo code Bubba, make that deposit over at Prize Picks. Just download the app. It's as simple as that. But all right, everybody, another episode in the books. We got 8 games on Thursday. I'll be back with you with a full Friday slate. But for now, MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Thursday, June 24th edition of the books. I'm out.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.